702.
Refill us on Twitter
at
Mpakanyane.
Well, as we do every Sunday, we kick off the show with our very first interview being one related to wellness and fitness. And my guest today is a wellness and well-being yoga instructor, Pranya Naidu. And of course, we're into the second weekend of lockdown. And maybe you're looking for an exercise that focuses on physical, mental and spiritual practices. So yoga might be the answer for you. Pranya Naidu works with kids and adults as a yoga and wellness teacher. And let's unpack those benefits. Pranya, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Rafilwe. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. It really, really is. Now, Pranya, yoga is a mind and body practice with a 5,000-year history in ancient Indian philosophy. And we know that there are various styles combining physical postures, breathing techniques, and meditation and relaxation. Seems to me, probably a no-brainer, that this is a prime example of the kinds of exercises or the kind of exercise that you can start to incorporate into your daily routine, especially under lockdown, not just for yourself, but of course the whole family.
Yes, 100%. I mean, absolutely. I just really like to start by saying that the time that we're in now is really a time of transition, and what a lot of people are fearing is actually valid. You know, there's so much stress and there's so much anxiety around fearing our future and our jobs and our loved ones, feelings of loneliness, even feelings of doubt. And I'd like to say, you know, these feelings are really valid and they do deserve to be felt, but what we really have to be careful of is not allowing these fears or these feelings of stress and anxiety to consume us to a point where it starts to really affect our emotional and mental well-being, leaving us quite in a state of depression and stress. So, yes, as you were saying, yoga is actually a prime tool that we can use to help us to navigate through these uncertain times, and it really helps to bring us back to ourselves and to be more present. And if I can maybe just speak about, you know, people all around the world are always wondering why there's so many yoga teachers or guides who really preach yoga, you know, really absolutely believe in this tool. And when I say yoga, I mean, as you mentioned, it's not just yoga and the poses, but it also incorporates breathing techniques and mindfulness and meditation. And the reason that yoga is such a great tool is because it helps us to become less distracted by our thoughts, and it creates like a beautiful peace of mind because it quietens the mind. And even if, you know, if the listeners just want to try something, as they allow their breath to slow down, so even as you inhale, maybe you inhale for 2 counts and you exhale for 4 counts, you'll start to begin to notice that the longer you exhale, you'll allow yourself to quiet the sympathetic nervous system, which is linked to our fight and our flight response. So sometimes maybe you do it, or I mean, I'm certainly guilty of it myself. I'll take a deep inhale in something stressful, and what that actually does is it activates that fight or flight response, whereas when you take deeper, longer exhales, we activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which actually helps to calm us down and decrease the heart rate and increase blood flow to the body. And especially during this time, what we really want to do is lower the cortisol levels, because if your cortisol levels are high, you can compromise the immune system, and we want to have strong, healthy immune systems during this time. So definitely yoga, relaxation, meditation techniques and breathing techniques are something that's so important during
absolutely.
This time.
Absolutely. I think what's really important is lowering those cortisone levels so that you don't compromise your immune system, right? But also just a sustained effect of heightened cortisone levels is also terrible on the body and psychologically and emotionally as well. So just sound advice from that perspective. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, it sounds like a simple thing or a simple technique, but I promise you, you can only be able to feel the effects once you try it. I always think that yoga is something that you go to and you have to commit to a regular practice, but it's something that you have to experience for yourself so that you can experience those feelings of calmness on the body, mind, and soul. I can't, as much as I can say and I can advise on the benefits, I really do think it's a very personal practice.
Absolutely. Now, we've obviously touched on the mental benefits and perhaps even the spiritual benefits or emotional benefits. of practicing yoga. But let's talk about the physical benefits, right? The various poses that you go in and out of. Is this, you know, is yoga a practice for people that are physically strong and, you know, very, very flexible? Or is this for anybody at any stage of fitness?
I like to say that as long as you have a body, you can do yoga. So, you know, many people approach yoga as something that they see with, that they have to have flexibility for.
Sure.
But it really isn't the case. Anybody who's got a body can do yoga. It's completely accessible. So, yes, it's accessible to somebody of all fitness levels.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you do get different classes. And everybody can access yoga online for free. So there's so many yoga studios who are doing online classes and teachers offering yoga classes for free.
Sure.
And you're able to choose what suitable for your body. So if you're a beginner and if you're in your first few days or first few months, that's a yoga class you're going to go for. But if you're somebody who wants to push yourself or challenge yourself, and it's a practice you've been doing for 2 or 3 years, then that's the yoga class you can choose for you, for yourself. And there's also benefits per pose, you know. So if you're feeling like you're experiencing insomnia during this time, there's specific poses that you can do to address insomnia. If you're feeling like your body confidence, your self-love is quite low, there's specific poses that you can do to encourage positive feelings. So there's quite a lot of tips and availability online. So I just encourage everybody to just take a look and try it.
If you've just joined us, my guest on the line is Pranya Naidu. She is a yoga instructor who deals with kids and adults with yoga and wellness. Pranya, what I'm really, I guess, key to our conversation is finding out what kind of yoga it is that you teach and that you subscribe to.
So I teach a few different types of yoga: Hatha yoga, Bikram yoga, Vinyasa yoga. Mm-hmm. And to me, pretty much most of the yoga that I teach is all about healing. So it's all about moving us from a place of discomfort to comfort. So especially during this time, my focus is really to navigate and to help people to bring them from the darkness to the light. Because people are experiencing deep emotional and mental trauma. So all of the work that I do is, you know, it's a link to breath work. It's linked to deep healing, especially around doing simple things like affirmation or gratitude journals. I mean, it may not sound like a traditional yoga pose,
yes,
or something you'll do in a yoga class, but these are things that I like to teach just because it's a great tool to help to ground us. So, I mean, even if you want to try, even if it's something that you'd like to try, the listeners can try. I encourage anybody to, you know, before they go to bed, maybe just take a few minutes to write down 3 things that they're grateful for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And while you may be feeling down or low or negative, just the simple act of writing affirmations of hope or of love can really help to boost the mood. And that will obviously help you to settle down and get a good night's rest because, you know, you've put those things aside.
Now, for those you've spoken about the fact that you teach 3 types of yoga, and if you could, for those of us that don't know what the different types mean or are or entail, if you could break it down for us, because obviously during these times I can't do Bikram yoga, right? I don't have a heated hot room in my house in order to be able to do it. But if I want to decide, you know, whether maybe you're offering classes online, if I want to sort of check in and see which classes are best for me, can you just differentiate for us what Hatha versus Vinyasa is?
Yeah, sure. So Hatha yoga involves using the breath and pairing that breath with a yoga pose.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you usually start off doing sun salutations. That's probably something that everybody knows or sees in movies.
Absolutely.
When they're practicing yoga. And the class is pretty much revolved around holding poses for slightly longer and moving slowly and swiftly with your body and your breath from pose to pose. So you'll hold a pose for slightly longer. With Vinyasa and flow, for example, it's almost like you're doing a dance. So you're flowing in between poses. So you move from one pose to the next pose quite quickly and quite rigorously. Mm-hmm. And if you're a beginner, it's something that I personally prefer for a student to start maybe a week or two later, and starting a hatha class is always a little bit easier just okay. because you stay in the pose a little bit longer and you get to feel that pose and feel what your body and your mind's experiencing to that pose before having to transition out of it.
Absolutely. That sounds ideal. That really, really sounds key. Now, because you do deal with adults and children, talk to me about the benefits specifically of yoga for children, and how do you, you know, which form of yoga essentially are you utilizing for children, and how are they responding to that? How do they respond to that in your regular classes, Pranya?
So for me personally, teaching kids is an absolute gift. It's such a pleasure. And it is a little bit different from teaching adults. Mm-hmm. The poses are the same, but whereas in with adults, you would have child's pose, for example, in a kid's class, you would call it rock pose or clamshell pose. Uh-huh. And it's only because with kids, you really need to keep their minds active and you want their attention to be focused on you. So there's a lot of storytelling and narration and props used where you go on adventures and there's a lion and, you know, you do a lion's breath and hear the lion roar. For example, it's all about stimulating them through colors, through senses, mm-hmm. And really getting them into storytelling and taking them on that journey through yoga with storytelling. And the effect that it has, again, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful to watch, especially as a yoga teacher when you have kids coming to you for at least, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. You can start to see the shift just with regards to them becoming a lot more calm, a lot more, you know, dropping into their heart space and out of their head space as they try to, you know, navigate through this breathing or this toolkit with you. Mm-hmm. Just in relation to how they speak to their friends, how they speak to their parents, simple things like the way in which they roll out their mats, you know, they stop moving from a space of aggression and they start actually just creating a lot of calm and gentleness in their minds and their actions. So those are a lot of the things that we see, besides obviously increased blood flow, building strength and flexibility. A lot of the kids come to yoga class feeling really, really excited because for them it's all about, I'm meeting new friends, I'm going on an adventure today. And it's also a great opportunity, number one, if the parents are there, and especially now with online classes, the kids and the parents can bond during the classes. Mm-hmm. And number two, when, you know, we're not in lockdown and the parents aren't able to come with the kids, just a lovely way to get the kids to meet other people and to bond with other kids as well.
Yeah, really, really lovely. And as we wrap up, Pranya, very, very quickly. I mean, we spoke about the barrier to entry being pretty low, but I know that in some yoga practices you use blocks. You might use a few sort of implements or tools maybe. But really, do you need all of that, or can you start with something as basic as a nice thick towel and just you and your willingness to do some breath work and move into positions?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there shouldn't be a fear of feeling that you need props, or you don't even need a mat, quite honestly. Mm. You can use a blanket or you can use a carpet or a rug if that's something that's available to you. And in an instance where you do feel a need to use blocks, if you're watching a class where you're finding it a little bit difficult to sit down or your knees are hurting and you need a cushion or a block, there's substitutes. You know, for a block, you can use books, for example. Mm-hmm. For your cushion, you can use your pillow. And you always use a big towel. So you definitely don't need to go out and buy props or feel that that's actually a barrier to entry.
Okay, lovely. So no need to run out and get those Lululemon leggings just yet.
Not at all.
Not that you could anyway at this point.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I mean, just teaching online, it's amazing to see, but everybody's in their pajamas most of the time. They're spending time in their pajamas. Yeah. So when you're teaching online, that's what they're wearing and that's what they're showing up in. So it's whatever you're comfortable in, you know.
Absolutely. So Pranya, where can people find you for your online classes?
So they can follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Pranya Naidu, and just details around the classes that I teach are up on my page. I've also put quite a few breathing techniques on my page so that everybody can try them out and make use of them during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any information with regards to a specific type of yoga that somebody's interested in, or they're not sure of how to try it or how to get into it, then more than I'm more than happy for them to just send me a direct message.
All right, fantastic. Pranya, it's been an absolute pleasure. All the best with you, and thank you for doing such really, really useful and important work.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
All right, absolutely. You keep well. That's Pranya Naidu. You can find her on @PranyaNaidu on Instagram, and by all means, get those updates.